Okay, today's shiur is Midos Daf Lamed Zayin, the last daf in Maseches Midos, the last daf in Seder Kodshim, as we continue in this 7.5 year journey through Shas, and today we reach another stop, it takes us through what we have been through over the past couple of months, starting with Zvachim, Menachas, Chulin, Bechoros, all the different worlds that we have been in. And the last world that we're here in is this Masechta about the structure of Bayis Sheni, relating to Bayis Rishon and Bayis Shlishi, as we have discussed. But we continue now with the most holy, as we have continued from out to in. We already had, we're in the Heichal now. As we have just come in from the east side, we come through the this little side door, and we come through the back, either between the doors or the inside of the Heichal itself, opening up from within. So once we get into the Heichal, what happens? Ushloshim ushmona ta'im ha'yusham. There were 38 compartments or little rooms that were there. The Rosh says chadrei chadarim. Right, there were small rooms, ketanim ha'yu, small rooms where they used to keep items, saviv ha'heichal v'kodesh ha'kadashim, surrounding the heichal, meaning on the north and the west and the south side, there were these tayim, chamisha asav etzafon, chamisha asav edarom, 15 on the north, 15 on the south, ushmona b'ma'arav, and 8 on the west, 8 on the west behind the kodesh kadashim. There were three floors. Three floors of rooms on the north side and on the south side. There were three and three, and then two on top. There were three doors, three openings to each one of these rooms. Each side had a way to get in from the sides, and then one to get up. Sha'al gabav, visha ubekeren, mizrachas svonis, on the northeastern room, right, of the five on top in the north, hayu chamisha psachim, there were five psachim to that corner of the northeastern room. Why did that need more doorways? Because that had the doorway also to the stairs. Echal batei min ha'yimin, ve'echad latei min sha'al gabav, ve'echad limesiba. One to the Masiba, which was the outside external staircase that would take you on the north side from east to west. That's where it went up, and when we want to get up to the roof of these rooms. So there was a doorway to get out to the stairway. The Echal, the Pishpesh, and one to the room that went in, that we just referred to in the last Mishnah, that went into the Heichol that they used in the morning, right? Like the Rosh says, Kidami Rabbanan La'el, like the Rabbanan said, Nichnas ben Apishpesh Latei, when Atei La'Heichol. So you needed a doorway there, right? The other rooms did not have a doorway to get into the Heichol. It was just to get to each other and to go up. Only this one, on the northeast side, had a doorway to get into the Heichol also. Vechal the pishpesh, vechal the heichal. One for the pishpesh to this room, and one for this room into the heichal. Again, everything was orderly, exact. Why do you need so many different rooms for? Kodesh Baruch Hu decided. We don't know every single detail and every single reason for every single kli and every single room, but Kodesh Baruch Hu said this is how it has to be in Bayis Sheni. You have all of these rooms that are described. And the Rambam discusses this also. As we have mentioned, the Rambam quotes this. We discussed a little bit yesterday what the purpose of Midos is, and the Rambam in Hilchos Beis HaBechira also discusses this in Perek Dalet, Halacha Yud, where he talks about the Tzura of the Heichal and the Tzura of these places. He says, Kol Eilo Mekomos HaPnuyim Shebein HaKsalim Hinam HaNikroim Tayim Nibzo HaTam HaMukafim LaMikdash. He quotes, five from the north, five from the south, Shalosh Ben Amarav, and he talks about all the different doorways along the way as well. Good. We continue. Says the next Mishnah. Hatachtona chamisha verovat. So now we have these rooms, but how wide and what was the structure? How wide was the roof of each one and the floor of each one, respectively? Hatachtona chamisha verovat shisha vohemsois shisha. As one goes up, the bottom one was five and width, and then the ceiling above it was six, and the middle one was six, was a little bit bigger, meaning the walls kept being more indented inside the heichal. The wall in the heichal was straight, up and down, but the rooms kept getting larger as they went up. As we know, a number of items we had yesterday also, sometimes above the doorway, there was a design, and the way it was designed was that it got bigger as it went wider as it went up. So the bottom one was high, Verovad Shisha, Verovad Sheva Valyona Sheva. So it went from 5 to 6 to 7 as it went up. Shenamar, as the Psukim describe in Malachim, we keep floating back from Malachim to Yechezkel. As we mentioned, yesterday we had a couple of psukim from Yechezkel quoted, and here in Malachim, because as we mentioned, this bias was built based on both, based on the measurements that they knew from Shlomo HaMelech, in Sefer Malachim, and from what they knew from Yechezkel, though they didn't fully understand it. Yechezkel was by Shlishi, but they had that Nebuah already, as has been mentioned. Yechezkel lived during bias, during the Churban bias Rishon, and therefore they had his nevuah also. Shenemar hayatziyah tachtona chamesh ba'ama rachba v'atichona sheish ba'ama rachba v'ashlishes sheva ba'ama rachba. So it went up from the lower ones to the upper ones. Again, I just mentioned the Shlomo HaMelech. Again, David HaMelech also gets some of the credit, as we have mentioned already. Right? Mizmar Shir Chanukas HaBayis LeDavid. David HaMelech is the one that gets the credit for the bayis, because he was the one that wanted to build it. He was the one that did all the preparations. He was, remember that Gemara in Zvachim Adav Chav Dalet, he was Makadesh the Ritzpah. He sanctified the karka. He sanctified the area. He bought the land, and he got it already. He did what he could in order to sanctify the area and set it up for his son's eventual building of the Mikdash. And remember the Gemara in Shabbos also, on Daf Lamed, that ultimately when Shlomo HaMelech finally wanted to go into the base of Mikdash, the doors didn't open. The Gemara in Shabbos tells us that, he tried to get in, either he didn't have the keys or the gates didn't open, and he starts saying, Sushar Mashachem, Mi Huzeh Melech HaKavod, who's the Melech HaKavod that's gonna come in? And the gates, so to speak, thought that they were talking about himself. So they started chasing him, the Gemara says. Finally he says, no, please let me in. And finally, until he says, there on Shabbos, Daf Lamed Amar Aleph, until he says the Lashon of his father, right, because the previous Gemara said that Hashem told David, it's not going to be known to everyone that you're forgiven for your sins in your lifetime, but in your son's lifetime. And that's what he says. Asei mei os b'chayai, b'chayecha eni modia, b'chayi Shlomo bincha eni modia. Then he quotes the story of the gates. And finally it says, he davened, kivan sh'amar Hashem Elokim al tashif p'nei mishichecha, zichro l'chaste David avdecha, miyad nena. Then the doors open once David HaMelech was invoked. David HaMelech, Shlomo built the Mikdash. Why do you have to mention David? No, he's the one. And at that moment, all of David's enemies were embarrassed. The Yadu Kalam Chayisol Shemachal Hakadosh Baruch Hu Alosu Inyan. And that's what David says. That he quotes the psukim in Tehillim v'chulu. That's where David asked how long he's going to live. That's the Gemara in Shabbos on Daf Lamed about the end of David HaMelech's life, but also have the credit that we have to give to David HaMelech about the Mikdash and not just Shlomo. Okay, so we have the roof, the floors, and the roofs. So next we have, now we describe the outer staircase. Umisibaisa ole mishnehe. Umisibaisa ole mikeren mizrachis tzvonis lekeren tzvonis maravis. So the misiba went from the northeast to the northwest, right? Look in the rush, first wide line. Hamisiba zu lo haisa madrega. Allah kamo belulim ella madrega chalaka haisa. Right, we call it a stairway, but it's a ramp. Right, what he says, madrega Allah. It's not that it goes up; it's not steps, but it's a ramp, just like the other areas in the Mikdash also had a ramp. Umalech like the kevesh. Umalech as mizrach lamayrev al panei kalat safon ubekeren tzvonis maravis hayu olim al roshate. And then they used to walk up. So the Rush points out that it was not, even though I called it a staircase, but it really was a ramp, as is described. So it went up from northeast to northwest. Shabahi olun legagos hateim. That's where they went up to the roofs. Haya ola bimisiba upanav lamayra. And it just describes the entire structure and going in. If you go up to the misiba, you're facing west. Halach al kol panei atzaf. When you go the entire northern side, atshuma gia lamayra, until you come to the western corner. The northwest corner, you have to make a left. Higia lamayrev, fafak panav ladarom. You come to the west, you make a left, and you're facing now south. Halaklape mayrev, atru magia ladarom. Up on top, now you're going all down the entire west line until you come to the south. Higia klape adarom. Once you come to the southern side, fahayu panav lamizrach. So now you make another left, and now you're facing east. Hayimahalak bedarom, atru magia lapischa, shel aliyah. You come where the other doorway is to the Pesach of the Aliyah. Shepischa shal Aliyah pasuach klape adarim, because that's also on the southeastern side now on the bottom. Ubepischa shal Aliyah hayu blaze konsos shal erez, at the Pesach of that Aliyah on the southeastern corner, there were two poles of erez. Shabenai omel gaga shal Aliyah. That's where they went up to the roof. Where they were on the top of where this Masiba was not the ultimate highest point of the roof. It was on the top of the Tay, but it wasn't all the way up on the top of the roof. So that's where here they had poles, maybe with places to walk on to get up to the roof. Uberoshan Pispisin Mavdil Ba'aliyah Ben HaKodesh Levein HaKodesh HaKadoshim. And on top they had Pispisin, like we had Pispisin also, according to one Shita, in the Azara, to mark, you know, where there's a border, where the Kodesh is, where the Kodesh Kadoshim is. And in that way they would know the Kedusha. And there were little windows that were open from on top to the Kodesh Kadashim. Shebahen, what need those open areas for? Shebahen, I am Mishalshalin, Sa'umanin, Betevos. That's through those windows they lowered the workers in boxes. Kadeshalo Yazunu, Enehem, Bibes Kodesh Kadashim. So that they wouldn't see the Kodesh Kadashim. You can't just leave an open window always and be able to see inside. But they had them in the boxes, so they only see what they needed to see, what they were allowed to see, and when the Kodesh Kadashim needed to be fixed, so that's when they found out. Right. So we mentioned earlier, how often did they go to fix it? We will see. But again, the Mefarshim discuss exactly why this was allowed. If you look at the Rambam formulates this at the end of Hilchos Beis Abchira, where he talks about Mora Mikdash. That's the Perek of Mora Mikdash and Perek Shvi'i. Mitzvah zasi liyira min ha-mikdash, mitzvah to have more mikdash, u-mikdashi tiro. Mitzvah zasi daraisa, to have more mikdash. V'lo min ha-mikdash atayarei, ela mimishet tziva al yiraso. You're not fearing the actual building, you're not in awe of the building, but we're in awe of the one who is mitzaveh to build the building. Obviously, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And what's included in that? Many halachas, not going on to harabayas, in the inappropriate way, and usher to sit, usher l'chalam l'shi b'chal azar. Remember we had a discussion a couple of weeks ago, whether that's a din daraisa or a din darabanan. Pashas is a din daraisa, that only malchus based David is allowed to sit, but if it's daraisa, it makes it a little more difficult. Why could David HaMelech sit? If it's darabanan, it's a little more flexible. But the Rambam says, that's part of Mor Mikdash. The Rambam Shita said a din daraisa. In this parak, he says, "Asur l'chol adam leshiv b'chol azara ve'ein yeshiv b'azara el malchus beDavid b'alvat." Shneamar v'yavo haMelech David v'yashol l'vnei Hashem v'asanhedrin sheyoshem lishkas hagazis v'yoshem el bechatzi shalchol. We know the lishkas hagazis was built half in the kodesh, half in the chol. Where they sat was in the north half, which is the chol half, and that's why they were able to sit. And the Rambam adds, "Avavisha mikdash hayom charev ba'avoneinu chayav adam b'moreo." Even though the mikdash is desolate, we're still chayiv in its awe. Kemo shayanoig bo bebinyano. Just like we have the mitzvah. The mitzvah more mikdash applies today. Which halachas the base of mikdash apply today? Karbanos, we can't bring karbanos. Big day kahuna. There are many halachas of mikdash that we cannot fulfill today. Ba'avonoseinu harabim. But there is one that we still fulfill. More mikdash. That we still fulfill. Lo yikanis alam ela makam shemutu likanis l'sham v'lo yishiv azara v'lo yikarosh shukadek ashar mizrach. All of these halachas. Good. And then the Rambam continues. Asur la'adam la'olam v'chulu. He talks about the machanos, and at the end of that perek, and then the Shmir's Mikdash is the last parak Ches. But then at the end he talks about the different levels of Kedusha. He quotes the Mishnah in Maseches Kelim, the Eser Kedushos that Eretz Yisrael have, Zula Malamizu, going all the way from the walled cities into Harabayis, into Yerushalayim, ending with Kodesh Kadashim. But all the way at the end of that parak is where he talks about our Mishnah. That's the context of this parak, where he talks about what you're allowed to do in each of the Kedushos and Harabayis, Ezra Sisrael, Ezra's Kohanim. He keeps going until we get to the Kodesh Kadashim. To read the last set of halachas. Ha-Heichal Mekudesh Mibeinu Ulam Alam Mizbeach. As we have mentioned already yesterday, the Heichal has more Kedusha than the Ulam, which has more Kedusha than the between the Ulam and the Mizbeach. Beis Kodesh HaKadashim Mekudesh Mimenu. She-Nichas Hashem Ela Kohen Gadol B'Yom HaKippurim B'Shas Avoda. The Kodesh Kadashim is the most holy, because you're only allowed to go in the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur when he does the Avodah. Interesting, he says the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, Bishas Avodah. Right? Many quote the Shita of the Gra. The Gra points out that in Vayikra, in Achremos, when the Avodah Yom Kippurim is described, it does not mention the word Yom Kippur until all the way at the end of the section. The entire Avodah is described, and at the end, the Torah says, and the Kohen Gadol does this once a year. So there's an obligation to do that once a year. But the Gra suggests that Aaron HaKohen, the Kohen Gadol, could do it whenever he wants to go to the Kodesh Kodashim. He could do this Avodah. He has to do this Avodah, then he could go in. It's not a din of Yom Kippur. The obligation is Yom Kippur, but he could go in whenever he wants when he does this. Right? And that's the Bezosi of Aaron HaKodesh. With this Avodah, he will go in. So the Rambam is not against the Rambam. The Rambam says the Kohen Gadol has to do this. Shei nechas l'sham ella Kohen Gadol b'yom ha-kippur b'shas avoda. Right, the question is also, is it did an Aaron HaKohen? Different formulations. The Gra is quoted by the Meshech Chachma, it's quoted by the Ksav HaKabbalah. Right, is it a din in Aaron HaKohen, or is it a din in the Midbar? I think the formulation of the Meshech Chachma was that in the Midbar, with the Anani HaKavod, that's when they had this ability. Nafkaminu would be Elazar HaKohen at the end, after Aaron died. Would he be able to do it? Or is it a din in Aaron HaKohen? Right, some formulations are that it's Aaron, some that it is the Kohen Gadol. But either way, that's what the Rambam says. The Kodesh Kodashim is most Makudash. The more limits there are, that reflects sanctity. Right, the more limits. So here, the base Kodesh Kodashim is the most limited, so that's the most Kedusha. And then the Rambam adds, Makom Shahaya Ba'aliyah, Mechuvan Al Kodesh HaKadashim. There was a Makom in the attic, above the Kodesh Kodashim. Ein Nechnasin Lo Ela Pamachas B'Shavua. Once a Shavua. Shavua Pashas is once every 7 years. Pamachas B'Shavua, Leida Mahu Tzarich L'Chazek Bitko. Right, it's not that. I was once asked years ago. Right, did the Kohen Gadol do a little look around when he went in? He has enough on his mind. He doesn't have to check if the tiles need fixing when he's in the Kodesh Kodesh of Yom Kippur. Right, is the Avodah Kasha Sheva Mikdash. Right, the Chafina and the Ktores. So once every 7 years, it says that they used to check if it needed any fixing. That's what the Radvaz says. Shavua Shel Shanim. Shavua Shel Shanim. They used to check. B'shashe nechasen habanoim livnos ulasakein behechal ol the hotzi mishamas atuma. They went to check, or something tamei, if a dead sheretz got in there. Mitzvah shiyu nechasen hakohanim tamimim. Interestingly, the Rambam says it's a mitzvah for kohanim tamimim to get workers to be kohanim tamimim. Lo matzu tamimim yikantu bali mumin. If you don't have tamimim, then Bale Mumin can go in. Aim ein sham kohanim, yikansu levim. Lo matzu levim, yikansu Yisrael. Mitzvah b'tahorim. Lo matzu tahorim, yikansu tamayim. Tamei u'balmum, yikanis balmum, ma yikanis tamei. Shatoma tuma duchuy b'tzibur. V'kol ha'nechrasan lehechal, l'sakein, yikansu b'tevos. Whoever goes in these boxes, as they don't just walk in from the front. Also, to create it, some achronim point out, so that it's not a normal entrance. It's not a bia kedarka, right? There's not only an idea of being in the Kodesh Kodashim, it's how one goes in. Like one walks into a house backwards, right? It comes up by Tumas Maga also. Im ein sham tevos, o she'ef shalahem she'yasu betevos, he comes to their psachim. If you need to go in, you need to go in. And if there's no boxes or any way to get in, so then you can just go in regular. The Mari Kirkus here points out, don't think that this is another level of Kedusha. There aren't 11 levels. Kodesh Kodashim, and then the Aliyah above. It's not a higher level. Kedushas Aliyos ina Kedusha b'fnei atzma. Ela mikedushas base Kodesh HaKadashim hu. Devada ein lucha Kedusha chamura yosem base Kodesh HaKadashim. It's not more chamur than that, even though the Rambam talks about it afterwards. Umebreshihu al gabi Kodesh Kadashim ve'ein srichan la'alose leha in olonla elo tzar gadol kadesh sholo yidrusu al gabi Kodesh Kadashim. Right, you shouldn't, it's not a separate mala. But anyway, this is a part of the mitzvah mora. It's also part of the mitzvah mora mikdash to be able to go in properly. Good, so this is what you shouldn't be mazin the inayim. And so the Chashuk Chemed here has a discussion about the sifting that is done bizman hazeh. Now on the archaeological, where the Arabs took out all of the archaeological artifacts from Har HaBayis and they dump it, and now archaeologists are going through it and they're trying to figure out find things that have to do with the Mikdash. So he talks about findings there in terms of, you know, looking at things and not getting hana'ah from Beis Kodesh Kodashim. Anyway, that's the context, the halacha that he talks about that he talks about there. There is a comment to the Rosh, but you know, we'll wait with that for now. Let's continue. Says the Mishnah Vav. Vaheichal Meya Almeya. Now, once we got into the Ta'im, so now we're just going to talk in general about the structure, as we saw the recently from the Tiferes Yisrael. The purpose of Midos is ground, to know the structure, not of every kli, but of the ground area of the Beis HaMikdash. So now, Vaheichal Meya Al Meya Al Rumeya. Altogether, the Heichal is 100 by 100. Al Rumeya with a height of 100. So how do you have the height of 100? So we're going to go through each dimension. So now first the height. Ha'otem. Ha'otem sheish amos. Otem is a thick area of 6 amos that was a platform from the ground. It was not a foundation in the ground. The Rush points out that to have a very high building like this, you obviously needed a much deeper foundation, not just 6 amos. So this wouldn't be able to be the foundations. This must be above the foundation. Right? The Otem is above, says the Rush. After quoting a Deya that it's the Yesod, it is the foundation. Yesh Befarshim Otem Yesod, Veloni Hira, Dalshan Otem Lomashma Achiv, Od, Loma Manah Yesod, Shetachas Akarka, Veno Nira Klau. What do you even need to know that for? Venira Di Yesod Loka Chashiv. Right? It's above. It's a thick platform that raised the floor. So Otem Sheish, so if you do all the math now, it'll add up to 100. V'gova Arboim Amma, then the height of it was 40 Amos itself. V'amma Kiyur, and then above that was an Amma of decorative ceiling. That's what you saw from the bottom. V'ammatayim Beis Delfa, then 2 Amos of supports that are going to be the supports of the next floor above. V'amma Tikra, and then the Amma actual ceiling. V'amma Mazeva, then an Amma of cement, holding it together, Vagova Shalalia Memama, then another 40 amos above that for the next level, Ama Kiyor, then the same parallel levels, Ama Kiyor, Ama Sain Beis Dilfa, Ama Tikra, Ama Mazeva, and then Gimel Amos Ma'ake. Then you have a Ma'ake on top, right? Mitzvah Daraisa of appointing, building a Ma'ake, as we'll talk about again soon. Va'ama Chinuch Reminchas Chinuch Dvar. V'gimel amos ma'ke, v'ama kalya orev. Right, and then they have the ma'ke, and then all the way on top, we have the kala orev. What is the kala orev? So different deus in the Rishonim. The Rush here says, it is tavlo'o shel barzel. They are iron sticks, ubam kvuos masmeros chadin, limnoas ha'arvin lishkon sham. It was sticks to make sure the birds didn't sit on the top of the base of English and dirty it. So that's why you keep these spikes there so birds aren't sitting on the spikes. So that's why you have them on top. Shalo yaviu esatuma. So limnoas arvim lishkon sham lo yaviu esatuma. So maybe even not to, just to dirty it, but the birds will bring the tumo. Right, they'll have dead animals in their mouth and they'll bring it there. V'chein hayu al kol gag ha'hechol. So on all the gag of the hechol. So you have these spikes. The birds wouldn't be there. And the Aruch Pirish, he quotes the Aruch, Shahayatsura Lahavriacha Ophos. Maybe kind of like a scarecrow. It was not pipes, but some type of tsura. Kedarach Shaosin Shomri Haperos. Some type of form in order to keep the birds away. That was the goal. The question is, which one, what exactly it was. Interesting, the Rishonim, Tosfos and Maseches Menachos, at the end, on Daf Kuf Zayin, quotes that it could be that these were only needed in Bayis Sheni. Bayis Rishon, such Kedusha, birds stayed away. You wouldn't even need this. That's a Deya. It's a Deya in Tosfos in Menachos, on Daf Kuf Zayin, the fourth to last Daf, there in Menachos, O Pirish Ba'arach, he also quotes the Arach there. Mikdash Rishon, Sheshchina Shruya Bo, Lo Hayu Tzrichin Kalya Orev. They wouldn't need it. Shelo Hayu Ofas Parchen Alav. Yeah, I mean, if you think about, right, what does the Tosas say based on the Gemara in Sukkah Chavches, that when Rabbi Yonasan Ben Uziel used to learn, birds used to get burned up above his learning. So that's one person learning, the Beis HaMikdash. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shechina. Right, so, says the Aruch. Maybe it's based on that a little bit. Birds wouldn't be able to come above in Bayis Rishon. Aval b'mikdash sheni, shelo haisa kedushaso kedushas Rishon, hutzrichu l'kaya orev. That's what they needed it. They needed it in Bayis Rishon. And then he quotes that in Moed Katan, it doesn't sound that way, lo mashma ken gabi bayis shasa shlomo. Right? Doesn't sound that way. V'shema tchila asakal ya'orif shol haya yodea. Achreichin k'shara k'dushaso shamtu. Maybe they had one that it used. Different days in the Tosfos, whether it was needed by his Rishon and by his Sheni. Good, that's the Kaya Orif. What about the Ma'ake? So let's finish the Mishnah, and then we'll talk about the Ma'ake. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, lo haya kalya Orif, olam and amida, ela arba amos haya Ma'ake. Don't count that as the last 100th Amma. Really, the Ma'ake was 4 Amos high. How tall does a Ma'ake have to be? This was a little higher. 3 Amos, 4 Amos. There's a discussion in the Rishonim. How big a Ma'ake has to be. 10 Tfachim? 10 Tfachim is the height of a wall. What if you could have shorter than 10 tfachim, and already that would be a protection? Even shorter than 10 tfachim. What if 10 tfachim, which is the usual height of a mechitza in halacha, is not good enough? Right, that's a halachic wall, but it doesn't protect the danger. So this goes to the root of the issue about the mitzvah of makkah. How much is it a key? There's a los asay and an asay, we know. There's a mitzvah of makkah, losasim damim b'veisecha, and v'yasisa makkah l'gagecha. The chinuch in Tav Kuf Mem Vav quotes both the mitzvah asay. Tav Kuf Mem Vav is the mitzvah asay of mitzvah makkah. And Tav Kuf Mem Zayin is the lo saaseh, not to leave a michshol, lo sasem damim b'veisecha. But which we might say is the ikker, right? Is the makkah all about prevention of danger? Or is there a kiyum that has to do with it? So pashtus is at least a prevention of danger. But if it's a prevention of danger, then maybe you wouldn't have a bracha. We don't make a bracha when it's just a preventative mitzvah or halacha. Like, if we only washed our hands in the morning in Netilas Yadayim to remove the Ruach Hara, we wouldn't make a bracha. When somebody leaves a cemetery, they don't make a bracha on that Netilas Yadayim. Right? We don't make a bracha on Mayim Achronim. We don't make a bracha on kashering something. Those are all removing something negative. But by positive, Tevilas Kalim is being Mosef Kedusha. Right? Whenever you're doing something positive, a kiyum, then you do make a bracha. So the question is, what about Ma'ake? The Rambam quotes that there's a bracha by Ma'ake. Right? We paskin. There's no bracha on a maisa mipnei hasakana, but the Rambam says, Perek Yud Aleph Halacha Ches, that there's a bracha on ma'ake. Im asa ma'ake mevarech b'shas asi, asher k'neshanem mitzad v'zivanu, la'asos ma'ake. V'chein kol kayotze b'zeh. So there is a bracha on ma'ake. The Sefer Rokeach in Shin Samach Vav says there is a asiyas ma'ake v'dinim tikun v'aznayim, which calls them idos, ein sarach levarech. Shabracha v'tzivanu, right? He says, maybe that's the machlokas. Machlokas, we've shown him what type of mitzvah this is. The Minchas Chinuch, a number of times in this mitzvah, says, this is a mitzvah, daraisa, every second, just like tzitzis and tefillin v'chulu. And if I don't build a makkah for an hour, I'm a vatel mitzvah. It's very maisa oriented. He said, mitzvah seizu, very strong lashon. Mitzvah seizu, says the Minchas Chinuch. He kechol ha-mitzvos shechiva ator b'kum vasei. It's like all mitzvahs. Of kum vasei, kamo, im lovish talis, chayev betzitzis, umekai mitzvah zasei. Vimein bo tzitzis, bitel ha-mitzvah. Hachanami, im yesh lo bayis, im ose ma'ake, kiyem mitzvah zasei. If I build a ma'ake, fine. Vim lav, chutz vimashe bitel mitzvah zasei, over belav. Vigam pashut. It's so pashut that it's a big chiddush. Vigam pashut, the take of sheish lo bayis, chala vasei, v'alo zasei. Ubekol rega, over al halav ha'asei. V'yem achar kach asa, mikomakom lo tikin mash'avar l'mafreya. If I put on tzitzis, an hour later, I wasn't fixed what I did earlier. That's a chiddush. Kamo, we would have said that makkah, even if you say it's a mitzvah, it's result-oriented. And once you put it up, it's done. You weren't mevatel anything before that. But this is the minchas chiddush, and again he says, v'zeh pashut. When somebody says v'zeh pashut 3 times, maybe you have to try to think, and maybe it's not so pashut. V'amitzvah hi kol echad al beiso v'ein adam m'chuyiv lasas makkah b'bayis shel acher imein ba'al bayis oseh dechsev kisivne ligagecha. Okay, this is the mitzvah. The chinuch there, even before we get to minchas chinuch there, the chinuch there has a beautiful hashgacha element, one of the defining chinuchs in all of the Torah on makkah. He talks about, you know, the hashkafic philosophical issue. Why do I have to build a makkah for? If Hashem wants the person to die, then they'll die even with a makkah. And if they don't want him to die, then they won't die even without a makkah. So what do I have to put up a makkah for? Right? What do I have to, I'll leave the knife in the street. And, you know, if somebody's meant to get hurt, then they'll get hurt. What does that have to do with me? No, we don't live by that. Right? Ein som chen al anes. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu put us into the world with a natural existence. We have to take care of ourselves and we have to take care of others. And the Ramban in Parshas B'chukosai that is much discussed, Pashtus, the Rabbanan, has a line that seems to say don't go to doctors, you shouldn't go to doctors. Rov Achronim, 90% of Achronim, say that, look at the context of the Ramban. It means at a time of Nevuah and a time of Hashras HaShchina, where everything is obviously, openly, explicitly, messages from Hashem, so then maybe we could talk about, you know, that. But obviously, you know, Bizman HaZeh, obviously you have an obligation to go to a doctor, but that's the Chinuch right here. She'im Eyos Hashem Yizbarach Mashkiach B'prati B'nei Adam, V'yodea Kol Ma'aseyem, Hashem knows everything, V'chol She'yikra Lem Tov Ad Rab, B'kzei Raso Mitzvaso, L'fi Sechusa No Chiyufan, Hashem knows everything that's going to happen, Afal Pikein, Sarech Adam Lishmar Atzmo Men HaMikrim HaNehugim Ba'olam. Still, a person has to guard themselves from natural danger. Right? Mikrim hanhugim ba'olam. Natural law. So he puts themselves into danger. That's what they have to do. Ki akel bara olamo ubina'o al yisodos amude hateva. Hashem created laws of nature. The gazar shehe eish sorefes v'hamayim mechabin halahava. Fire burns, water extinguishes. U'kmochein yichayev hateva shem tipol evan gedola al rosh ish sheteratzi tezmocho. Right, if a stone falls on a person, then they get crushed. O yipal adam yirosha gaga gavoal arche yamus. Vahu barachu chanan gufos bnei adam v'yipach ba'apav nishmas chayim ba'al azdeya lishmar haguf mikol pega. He gave us intellect to guard ourselves. V'nosan shnehem hanefesh v'gufa b'tol gagal hayisodos v'hema yin hagum v'yifalu bampu'ulos. V'yachash akel she'avar she'avad guf Ha'adam Lateva, Shibed, I'm sorry. Shakel Shibed, Guf Adam Lateva, we are Meshubad to nature. Ki Kain Chiva Chachmaso. Hashem made this, that we're involved in nature. Mitzavshu Bal Chomer, Tzio Lushmer Min HaMikra, and that's why we have to be Shomer Min HaMikra. Yes, there are certain unique individuals in history that overcome Teva, like Daniel, Hananya, Mishael, Azaria. Right, there are some. Avraham, and others. Shemasar akel ateva bidehem, or we know from the first parak in Chulin, right? The Tana that was able to do kriyas yamsuf, right? In the when he wanted to cross the Yarden, ubitchilasa mayteva adon aleim, but they perfected themselves so much that they were able to overcome. But that's not for the hamon am. That's not for me and you. Says the Sefer Achinuch. And the Sefer Achinuch is talking about the Rishonim, but that's the message of Ma'akeh is crucial. Again, I'm not reading the whole thing here, but it's a very important mitzvah, and the Hashkafa that he talks about. There are a couple of Sefer Achinuchs. We spoke about Saras a couple weeks ago, that's also about Hashkafa, different emphasis, but Tavkuf Memvav and the one by Saras are both defining. Okay, let's continue. Says the Mishnah Zayin, we're up to. Mishnah Zayin. So we just described the height is 100. So now Mimizrach Lamayrev, now east west, the Heichal Mea Amma. So now let's figure out how it's 100 Ammas east west. Kosel going from east to west. Kosel Ulam Chamesh. The wall between the Azara and the Ulam, 5 Ammas. Vuha Ulam Achadasar, that's 11, that's 16. Kosel HaHeichal, now the wall between the Ulam and the Heichal, Sheish. That's what we discussed yesterday. Another 6. Vitoch Arboam Shot, Arboam Amma. 40 then east west. Amatraxin. The Amatraxin was the wall that was in between the Heichal and the Kodesh Kadashin. In the first base of Migdash, it was a wall. It was an Amatraxin. In the second base of Migdash, which was much taller, there were two curtains on the edges of the where the wall was. We'll get back to that. Let's just continue first. The Esrim Amma being Kodesh Kadashin, then 20 Amos. When it says Heichal here, 100, it includes the Kodesh Kadashim. Even though technically the Kodesh Kadashim has more Kedusha than the Heichal, but here it's included. Kosal HaHeichal Sheish, Vatei Sheish, V'Kosal HaTei Chamesh. All that adds up to 100. Good, let's just continue. Minatzafon Ladarom, Shevim Amma, north to south was 70 Amos. Kosal HaMesiba, the wall of the outer ramp, Chamesh, Vamasiba Shalosh, Kosal Atei Chamesh, now it's going from north to south, the Kosal Atei Chamesh, Vatei Chamesh, Kosal HaHeichal Sheish, Vatocho Esr Mama, Kosal HaHeichal Sheish, Vatei Sheish, Vakosal Atei Chamesh. Right, all that is going from north to south. Ubeis Haradas Hamayim, and the area, the Beis Haradas Hamayim, which is part of the water system, the place where they had some piping, Shalosh Amos, Vakosal, the southern wall, Chamesh, Amos. Ha'ulam odeval of chamesh esrei amma min hatzafon, chamesh esrei amma min hadarom. We know the ulam was wider than the rest of the heichal, right? That the it had more on the north, more on the south. 15 amos more on the north and on the south. And vahu, and that extension on either side, hayanikra beis chalifos. That was called the beis chalifos. Shasham goes in as a sakina. That's where the kohanim kept their knives. In these two areas, machlokas rishonim was the whole area a room for the knives, only part of the area. But either way, these were the areas on the sides in the ulam. V'yaheichal tsar miyacharav rachav milafanav. So if you look at the heichal, let's say you take a bird's eye view, the front of it, the ulam was longer than the heichal. Ulam was longer than the heichal. It was wider. V'dome lari is like a lion. With broad shoulders and gets skinnier as it goes down. Shneamar hoy Ariel Ariel Kiryas Chana David Ma Ari Tsar Me'acharav V'Racha Milafanav. Just like a lion is skinnier in the back, but Racha Milafanav as it gets wider up top. Afahechal Tsar Me'acharav V'Racha Milafanav. Good. Why was it called the Amatraxin? Why was this wall in between? So Tosfos and Baba Basra has 2 days. Tosfos Baba Basra Daf Gimel has 2 days. Why? What does the word Traxin mean? So Rabbeinu Tam says, trak and sin. It's two words. Trak means troke gully. Troke means to like guard. Sin is from the word Sinai. Shaya mafsik v'sogeres ad luchos shenitnu b'sinai sheyimnachos baron. It guarded and closed off sin, the luchos from Har Sinai that were in the Kodesh Kadashim. That's Amma. An amma, like the thickness was an amma, tracks in the wall that guarded the luchos from Sinai. The yesh mefarshim, then Tosfos quotes another day, tracks in panim, v'chutz. It means front and back. She'osa amma is a safek in mekudeshes panim v'chutz. It was unclear whether that, the width of the wall, that area, had kedushas heichal or kedushas kodesh kadashim. That's why you put the curtains there in the Be'ai Sheni, because you're not sure where to extend it. You can't just have one curtain. But lakacha yisham shtei parochas. That's why there were two parochas, as is described in Maseches Yuma. Is there any lumdis behind those 2 days? Balbasar daf gimel, amatraxin, trak, Sinai, or, the second day, you're not sure? So, maybe not. But maybe, it relates to the machlokas, which we have mentioned in the past, but the last day of Kachim is also a wonderful day to mention it. The machlokas, Rambam and the Ramban, and others, about the whole purpose of the Beis HaMikdash, and the whole tachlis. The Rambam says clearly, the purpose of the Beis HaMikdash was to bring karbanos and for Jews to gather to be Ola Regel. That's the Rambam in Hilchos Beis Abchira, Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph. The Rambam says that's why we have a Beis HaMikdash, for Jews to serve Hashem. That is the purpose of the Beis HaMikdash. Mitzvah Zasei Lasos Bayis Lashem Muchan Lios Makrivim Bo HaKarbanos V'Chogigin Elav Shalosh Pamim Bashana. That's the Rambam. The Ramban, very different, as has been pointed out. The Ramban, both in the Hakdama to Sefer Shmos and in the Hakdama to Parshas Truma. One word, Har Sinai. The Ramban says that the Mishkan and the Mikdash were supposed to be continuations of Har Sinai. A Hemshech of Har Sinai. The Shechina that was Shorah in Har Sinai is supposed to continue being Shorah in the Mishkan and eventually in the Beis HaMikdash. Right, and that is why, according to the Ramban, that there is Muktam Mukhar Batorah against Rashi. Right, the Ramban says that Parshas Truma comes right after Parshas Mishpatim. Rashi says, no, Kisisa comes first. The Mishkan is after the Egel. The Ramban says, no, the Mishkan is right after Maimon Har Sinai, because it's a hemshach to that. And that's what the Ramban says, both in the beginning of Shmos and in the beginning of Truma. So maybe, again, it's not 100% clear, but those are the 2 days in Tosfos. The first day is that it's about Trak Sinai, Trak Sin. It's about the focus of guarding the luchos that came from Har Sinai. Maybe that's like the Ramban. Ramban is about Har Sinai connection. And the other day, which is, you're not sure about the Kedushos, that could be like the Ramban. Just a suggestion. Okay, Abosai, last Amud. Last Perek. Perek Hey, Mishnah Aleph. Kol Azara Haisa Orech Me'av Ushmonim Misheva Al Rochav Me'av Shloshim V'chamish. So the Azara was 187 by 135. Min Mizrach L'mayir of Kuf Pei Zayin. And now we're going to go from east to west. 187, how do you get 187? So we're going to review a lot of what we've done already. Malkam Jesus Ragli Yisrael Yud Aleph Amud. The first 11 Amos east war was the Ezra Yisrael. Malkam Jesus Kohen Machat Ezra Amos. That's 22 Amos east of the Mizbeach. HaMizbeach Shloshim Mishtayim. Then 32 of the Mizbeach. Bein Ubam of HaMizbeach Esra Mishtayim Amah. So you have 22 on the east side of the Mizrach of the Mizbeach. 22 on the west side of the Mizbeach. And then the Mizbeach itself is 32. Hachel or Heichal Kuf Amah. V'yachat Ezra Amah Lachori Beis HaKapores. And then another 11, all totaling 187. Next, Matsafaladaro may have a shalosh mechamish. And north south was 135. How do you get that? Starting from south to north. Hakevesh v'mizbeach shishavishtayim. Right, they were all together 62, because there were two amos overlap. Even though they were both 32, north-south, but there was a two-amah overlap of the ramp to the Mizbeach, so that's why it equals 62. We didn't count south of the ramp yet. That we get at the end. In a Mizbeach, l'tabos shmona amos, to the rings, makama tabos esrim va'arba, mina tabos l'shulchanos arba, right, all the parts, the areas that we mentioned yesterday, mina shulchanos ulan anasin arba, mina anasin l'kosel ha'azara shmona amos, v'hamoser, and the extra area, bein ha'kevesh, l'kosel, is on the south side, umakam hananasin. Fine. Sheish lishkos hayu ba'azara. There was six offices, rooms, in the Ezra. Where were these? The Rambam says they were all in the Ezra Yisrael, which is, the Tiferes Yisrael points out is unusual. The Ezra Yisrael, we said, were the first 11 amos on the east side. So all, you can have six rooms that are parallel to just the Ezra Yisrael. So the Tiferes Yisrael says that maybe some of these rooms were in the Ezra Yisrael. But otherwise, it's difficult to understand the Rambam. But either way, there were six Lashachos. Shalosh Batsavan and Shalosh Badaram. Three on the north side, three on the south side. Shebedarom, right, switch the gears. Shebedarom, the ones on the south, Lishkas HaMelach, where they kept the salt, Lishkas HaParva, Velishkas HaMadichin, we'll get back to the Parva soon. Lishkas HaMadichin, the place where the parts of the Karbanos. Lishkas HaMelach, Shama Yunosim Melach LaKarban, that's where they salted the Karbanos, which we discussed also recently. Lishkas HaParva, Shama Yemochin Oros Kachin, that's where they salted the hides of the Karbanos, which also the Mefarshim point out, the Nitziv, wonders, aren't the hides, they belong to Kohanim. So isn't that Chulin? So why are you able to salt that in the base of Migdash? So you have to say, either Tanai Bezdin, right, they had permission to do it, somehow they were allowed to, so it wouldn't go bad. The Algaga Hai Beis HaTfilah Kohen Gadol B'Yom HaKippurim, and on the top of this Beis HaParva was where they built a mikvah for the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur. Lishkas HaMadichin, Sheshama HaMadichin Kir B'Yakachin, that's where they washed out the innards. U'misham, Mesiba Olo L'Gag Beis HaParva, and that's where they had the ramp going up to the Beis HaParva. What was the Beis HaParva? Why was it called Parva? So the Rush quotes here, the Gemara that you might remember, Mesechus Yuma and Daf Lamed Hey. Parva was a Amgusha. What's an Amgusha? A Mechashef, a magician. And what was he? The Rush quotes. He was a Jew, and the question is, what was so significant about him? So Rabbeinu Tam there quotes, he was a Mechashef that wanted to know what the Kohen Gadol looks like when he's in the Kodesh Kodesh and doing the Ketores. So he built a major tunnel from outside the Mikdash all the way underneath, and they caught him. And they caught him by the Beis HaParva. And that's why they named the area Beis HaParva. Sha'ala b'dayta liros avodis kohen gadol. I'm reading the Rush B'yom HaKippurim. B'shah she'ikter k'dores v'asa mechilos v'yushalayim l'arabayis. U'matza'uhu b'lishkas Beis HaParva v'harguhu sham. And they killed him there. V'yishmo parva. Which is very strange. Because of this Russia, I shouldn't say Russia, this over Avera, because he did something wrong and he's remembered, was he machashev? Some say he used magic to do it. So the Meiri says there in Yuma, Lamed 8, maybe it was Asa Tshuva. He did Tshuva at the end, but some say that he didn't build the tunnel, all of them shot them, but it's a fascinating discussion about this this magician, Mechashef, Amgushi, whoever he was, that this area was named for. Beis HaParva. Okay, we did more. Feel free to listen back in Yuma Lamed Hei. Mishnah Dalet. Shebet Safon. The ones in the north side. Lishkas HaEitz. Lishkas HaGol. Lishkas HaGazis. Lishkas HaEitz. Amar Lazar Ben Yaakov. Shachakti Mahayim Shemeshes. Right? I forgot what it was used for. The Lishkas HaEitz. Right? We had that already recently also. Why is there Shichacha in the world? Remember from Mishkap. Abishal Omer, Lishkas Kohen Gadol, Haisa Achori Shteyan, the Lishka of the Kohen Gadol was behind both of these, the Gag Shloshtan Shaveh, and there was the roof of all three of them were the same height. Lishkas Hagola, Hai Sham, Hayabor Kavua, Vagalgo Nasunalov, and we Sham Asapkin, Mayan Lachol Azara. And some had a pulley system and they had water there to wash out all the floor of the Azara. Period. Stop there for a moment. There is a Ravid. The Ravid argues in the Rambam, in Hilchas Beis HaBechira, it says, it calls this the Lishkas HaEitz. Were you allowed to have wooden rooms in the Beis HaMikdash? Right, it says, Losita Lacha Asherah Kal Eitz, Eitz Mizbach Hashem Alokecha. So, the Ravid in the beginning of Hilchas Beis HaBechira, Perek Aleph Halacha Tes, Ein bon, the Rambam says, ein bonin bo eitz bolet klal. You can't have anything that's built out of wood bolet. Ella oba avanim, oba levanim vesid. Stones or lime, vein osin achsadros shall eitz bechal ha'azara, ella shall avanim, o levanim. Again, the Rambam says. Rivid. Vahalo lishkatz kohen gadol shall eitz haisa. What about the lishka of the kohen gadol? Maybe the lishkas ate some here, that's what he's referring to. It's made out of wood. How can the Rambam say no wood in the base of Megdash? Uke b'simchas beis ha-sho'eva, he kifu kol ha-zara gezusra. Right, wasn't the simchas beis ha-sho'eva, weren't some of those made with wood also? Ella, says the Ravid, lo astra Torah kol eitz, ella eitzel mizbach Hashem alakecha. What's the pasuk in Shoftim? The only isser of wood is near the mizbeach. That's in the azara. V'hi ezras kohanim. Mishar nikanar v'lifnim, avo be'ezras nashim u'baharabayis mutter. That's the Ravid. Wooden structures are only usher in the Azara and closer in, but further out is okay. And the Kesef Mishnah discusses this. Does the Rambam agree to this? Maybe the Isser is only a binyan kavua. What they built for the Simchas Beis Shoeva was arai, but that's related to this discussion of Eitzim. Good, we continue. Lishkas Agazis, Sham. The Lishkas Agazis, where the Sanhedrin sat. Sham Isa, Sanhedrin Gadola, Shal Yisrael Yosheves. The Sanhedrin's there. We've discussed often in the past, not recently, about the purposes of the Sanhedrin. The Sanhedrin of Salvechik gave a yardside shear about two purposes of the Sanhedrin. Sanhedrin acting as Mevararim. Sanhedrin acting as Mekayimim. Right? Sometimes they just have to witness something, even though there's no decision being made. Vidana Esakahuna. And that's where they judge the kahuna, right? Out of all the purposes that are quoted here, here we're talking about something they do having to do with the mikdash. So they researched all the yichus of all kohanim, and that's where they figured out which kohanim could work in the base of mikdash. If a kohen was found to not have pure lineage, love shchorim, misatev shchorim, it was a sad day for him, v'yotzev ha'olechlo. V'shalonim sabopsol, lovesh levanim, u'mesatev levanim, nichlas u'meshamish im echav ha'kohanim. V'yomtev ha'yosin, shalonim sabopsol bazar shalar ha'kohanim. They used to make a party. They used to make a party that they were had lineage. Chashuk Yechemin here discusses, there was somebody who always thought he was a Kohen, that he went to his... His family was a Baal Tshuva, so he once went to a cemetery. He never knew his grandparents. He went to his grandfather's brother's kever, and he saw that it didn't say Kohen on it. He's like, am I a Kohen? I don't know if I'm a Kohen. So he went, and he asked his overseer, and they did more research, and Lamais at the end, he said, you've always been muchzuk yourself as a Kohen, everybody treats you like a Kohen, it was passed down from your father that you're a Kohen v'chulu, he says, you could still be a Kohen. He says, should I make a party that I'm still a Kohen? So he says, oh, the Mishnah of the Endomidos. You make a party when you found that to be a Kohen. Right? Sometimes you hear stories, I've heard two stories at least of this, that somebody finds out that they're a Kohen, they're a Levi, they're a over time, and you, so it says here, make a party. Make a sponsor Kiddush that Shabbos. What it says right here. The Kach Hayu Omrim, Baruch HaMakom, Baruchu, Shlonim Sapsul Bazar Shal Aaron, blessed is Hashem, Baruch Hu, that he was no one of psul. There was no psul found in Zarah Shal Aaron. Why dafka is this phrase hamakom used? So the Bar Tanur, the Tosas Yantif, say that, well, it's hamakom ashiyivchar Hashem. That's what we've been talking about here. It's the makom amikdash. But the Tosas Yantif, I think it is, Tosas Yantif here at the end says, you have hamakom, and then you have Baruch Hu right away. Why? Because he says here, the kacha you omrim baruch hamakom al shem shlishkas akadis nikri makom shalenemer menakom sheivchar Hashem v'chulu hamakom lefikach haymechanim achshav Hashem yisbar b'shem makom momar shehu hamakom ha'amiti hamagbel olam umilo b'kochi yisbarach. Even though we're talking about this mesechta is all about the house of God and the place that the house of God took up, really Hashem ultimately is the makom. Right, hu mamali makomo shel olam, and therefore, even though we're discussing raw materials and measurements, Hashem is the ultimate makom, Baruch Hu, and He is blessed, and we can't describe the place that He takes up. Lo hagbalas makom, chazru amar Baruch Hu laharos avabicha amarnu v'igbalnu b'shem makom al shem shu makomo shel olam. Still, mitzachu chaya olam makaimo. Right, He is Baruch Hu, He is blessed, and He is beyond space. good. So blessed is Hamakom Baruchu that Nolim Sipsul Bizarro Shel Aaron Ubarachu Shebachar Ba'aron Ubavanav La'amod L'Shareis L'Vnei Hashem B'Beis Kodesh HaKadoshim. Right, and blessed is he that he chose Aaron and his children to serve him in the Kodesh Kadoshim. And again, the Hadron L'Chol Azor V'Siklam Sechas Midos. Again, remember what we discussed back in Zvachim on Daf Beis. The obligation that every one of us have to learn Kachim, to be Mitzapel Yeshua, the Chavetz Chaim, and the Asif HaZakenim, and his Maimer Torah Or, the 12 Prakim, that he discusses there, that, you know, this is the way that we show HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know, what we're interested, what we want, and that we just don't want to learn about Kachim. We want to actually fulfill, we want to be able to have the Beis HaMikdash, to actually see the Midos, and to know what Yechezkel is talking about. So many psukim that we still don't understand, so we daven for the day that all of Yechezkel will be clear to us, all of the Bayis Shlishi will be clear to us, and we'll be able to not only learn Kachim, we'll still do Daf Yomi then. That'll be fine. We'll do Daf Yomi then. We'll still learn it, but we'll learn it with we'll learn it with the binyan, with the actual doing it. And by the Hashem, we should be zocha to be able to actualize and not just ke'ilu, learn about it then as ke'ilu, but it's something that we'll actually be able to fulfill. Okay, we'll stop here, Hashem, and tomorrow, Hashem, we'll start Maseches Nidah.